David Turnbull, a report contributor, says if the world is serious about avoiding what scientists have called catastrophic climate change, governments need to stop any new development.
The most rational course of action is to start now, to move away from fossil fuels, and to ensure that we're doing it in a way that really helps our economy and doesn't hurt it.
The report's carbon count did not include future proven reserves, a big part of energy companies' valuation on Wall Street, only existing wells, mines, and refineries. The study notes that the industry is set to invest some $14 trillion in new extraction and infrastructure over the next 20 years in the U.S., Canada, Australia, India, Russia, Qatar, and Iran. Turnbull says the good news is there's time to transition to clean energy before emissions pass 800 gigatons, the mark set by scientists to keep average global temperatures from rising above 2 degrees Celsius. He says if the decline in production is properly managed, we can meet energy needs and climate goals.
Billions upon billions of dollars are spent by governments by way of fossil fuel subsidies. Those need to be eliminated and put towards programs that can help develop transition programs for fossil fuel workers to bring them into the clean energy economy.
He says if new development is allowed to go forward, assets could end up stranded when the reality of climate change finally sinks in for policymakers, which would hurt investors and communities dependent on fossil fuels.
But there's also a financial aspect of this where it's clear that smart investors are going to move their money away from risky fossil fuel companies as we move forward.
A federal appeals court is scheduled to hear opening arguments Tuesday in a case challenging the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Power Plan, rules designed to help the U.S. meet climate goals set in Paris. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.